Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reverb 97.2. Fresh and original radio, live from Brighton, the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the studio the very lovely Joy Jefford with keyboard and Rachel on BVs. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Lovely to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming, because I know you guys have kitted this place out. I mean, it looks fantastic. We've got this great keyboard here, all plugging in lights akimbo. We've got the old amps there. We've got guitars there. We've got Rachel on BV. It's brilliant. I mean, I know it's hard to travel light, but...
Yeah, well, I don't.
I didn't want to mention we've got the Elton John piano next door.
I had a go on it earlier.
And what did you think?
Wonderful sound. Well, yeah, how did you get hold of that?
I can't actually tell you that. But if you're listening, Elton, we will return it. It's fine. It's fine. We've got the same crew. They will just get it back in there and no one will know. But in the meantime, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
So how you doing? And sorry you couldn't make it of late. I know you were. We had a whole session booked in and then we couldn't do it.
Yeah. I think we were triple booked one time.
Yes.
And then the next time...
It was triple booked. That was my fault.
The Rachel was called away by family duties. So
you see,
third time lucky.
What you're trying to say is we've got lives. And life sometimes chucks in an old curveball.
Yeah.
But you're here, which is gorgeous.
It's great to be here.
And we first met online, if you like, or thanks to your lovely emails, because you released that lovely EP, Woman. Mid last year?
Yeah, so that was released.
Don't worry, it's just someone's head falling off. Heads will roll, but not on air.
Released that in September last year.
September last year.
Yeah, my debut EP. I've been working towards it for probably...
Best part of?
10 years or something like that. Yeah, so finally. Yeah.
There's a lot of love and joy in this, literally joy. So many questions come out of that. So you went for an EP, not an album, because you've clearly got more sitting around.
Yes, I think I was trying to bite off about a chewable amount, and an EP seemed like that, and it was... It's a toe in the water.
Yeah.
And it's gone well in that I enjoyed it. I like how it's come out and I've got an appetite for more. So now planning an album.
So this is the Empire that's being launched on the back of this. Are you planning an album? So so on the album, would you put any of these tracks on? Or is
thinking a new set of songs.
Love that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Incidentally, how do we get hold of this? Is there a stash of them somewhere?
Yes.
In a warehouse, a lockup?
Joyjefford.com.
Joyjefford.com.
I've got a website.
Okay.
And you can order them from there and I will pack them up personally
and
send them to you.
Oh, that you see now. I'm interested. That is great. The personal. And can people buy them as downloads anyway?
They're available. You can download them free on my website, or you can
free,
or you can pay. It's optional pay. And
okay.
If you pay, half the money goes to Oxfam.
Oh my days! That is that. And what about proceeds from the EP? Do they go to Oxfam?
They could do. Yeah, I haven't made that commitment.
don't change. This is flying in the seat of your pants. Stuff. Don't sign away all this money. Come on. I wish I'd never mentioned it. And where did you go and get this EP done? Because it's very professionally done. It's beautiful.
I worked with a guy, a producer called Jake Skinner, who runs Echo Pie Music. And he brought in a couple of other musicians, Andy Stewart Buttle and Fred Hills.
Who you didn't know or didn't
know? Who I didn't know.
Fred Hills.
And they played together in the Fred Hills trio. So they were wonderful musicians, which Jake put me in touch with. And so, together we produced the EP.
So that is Jake Skinner. And what's the name of the studio?
His company is Echo Pine Music.
Echo Pine Music.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's worth giving them a shout out because
absolutely.
Like they've been brilliant with you.
Absolutely. They were great.
And they're only up the road, aren't they?
Yeah, up the A23.
Yeah.
And then you see a little sign for Sapiens, which is a gym, and you turn off there, and that's,
boom.
That's, yeah.
Fantastic. I wonder if that's Jake that works with Ali Gavin, who we've had on the show many times, and again, is absolutely brilliant. So, Joy, so many questions, but you've got a keyboard in front of you. The mics are up. Would you like to play a song?
Yeah,
what
great.
Have you got lined up?
And, yeah.
Is it off the EP?
So, yeah, the first song is called Blessings. It's one of the ones on the EP. It's a song that I wrote for my son shortly after he left home. And, yeah, it's kind of for anybody who is thinking of somebody that they're apart from.
Please take it away. Joy Jefford playing live on The Pete Jones Show.
Step out into the world, my heart goes with you. I know the force of life compels you to break free. And it hurts to know that now I can't protect you. So I'll wrap you up in blessings as you leave. May the nourishment of be there to ground you. May you flow with the movement of the waves. May the gentle winds of hope carry you forward. May the light of kindness warm and guide your way. When doubt and judgment lead you into darkness, and the spinning thinking hides you from yourself, may you know I see your goodness, truth and beauty. May you shine that light of kindness on yourself. May you see comfort in the stillness of the forest. Precious laughter. May the hard times weave a tender cloak of love. May the nourishment of earth be there to ground you. May you flow with the movement of the waves. May the gentle winds of hope carry you forward.
Days, oh days, that is beautiful. Oh, we've got everyone in tears here. Love it. You're listening to the voice of Joy Jefford with Rachel on BVs, of course. A stunning, stunning track, Blessings. It is off the EP Woman. Please go to joyjefford.com, obviously, if you want to get yourself a hard copy. So, listen, you made a little slip in there. You said, these are the songs I've been writing over you said 10 years. I mean, what has been going on? Because this is your first EP. So have you been sitting on all this stuff, or just life has just floated on by without you? Or?
Yeah, I guess I never really thought of myself as a musician. I love to strum my guitar in my bedroom along to Joni Mitchell and Clive Gregson and Christine Collister and Michelle Schacht, and kind of learnt. Michelle Schacht had an album where the lyrics was in there and the chords, so I kind of taught myself a little bit of guitar.
I've got that up.
So, oh, you've got that album? Yeah. Oh, it's a great album, Texas
Campfire
Tapes.
Yeah. Which she didn't approve of. But more on that later.
She has become quite a controversial figure, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So, and then one day I just found, I was strumming and I just found that I wrote a song without kind of intending. And then from that point on, I've been writing songs, and that's probably about 30 years now.
Yeah.
But without any thought that they might ever kind of go anywhere. But over the years, I got an opportunity to perform at the Small Festival, which is a small festival which Rachel, who's here on backing vocals, and friends organise. So I've been doing that once a year for 20 years. And then...
Is that a summer thing?
That's it a late summer.
It sounds like a lovely hazy daisy kind of summer field somewhere, or I'm making it up, but is it over a course of a day? Or
it's over the course of a long weekend, and it's a very unusual festival in that everything, or it's got workshops, it's got music, it's got theatre, and absolutely everything is provided and created by the participants of the festival. So there's no performer and audience. It's a self-created festival.
So everyone there is also performing?
Not necessarily, but most people are providing something. I mean, on occasion, there's been like a bicycle repair workshop or improvised theatre or how to make hummus, or you know, it's a pick and mix.
And this has been running. Who's been running this?
So Rachel and some of her friends.
Get away.
Yeah.
For 20 years. 20 years? So that's fantastic. I love it.
Very
cool. So that's called The Small Festival. Is that the website? Is that the name of the website?
That's the website.
TheSmallFestival.com.
The Small Festival.
Yeah, rock and roll. So you've been doing that anyway.
Yeah.
And did probably at least every single time you did it, someone said, why have you not done this somewhere else?
Well, yeah, some people said some nice things and gave me a little bit of a boost. And then one day I was Googling and I found the songwriting course at BIM.
Yes.
Which I didn't know anything about that, or that there was such a thing as a songwriting course, and something in me kind of woke up and said that I want to do that.
Because I did an MA in a sort of arts based thing, and you go with expectations, you go thinking this is going to fix all the things and it's going to cement. Where were your expectations with the reality and the result?
Yeah.
I mean, in general, was it a great thing that you did?
I'm very glad I did it. Yeah. And it was challenging. And there is a sort of an idea of a kind of a development that you go from unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence, and then you move to conscious competence, and ultimately you get to unconscious competence.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a journey for me from unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence. So it really shone a light on everything.
Have you got to stages 3 and 4 yet?
I'm working on stage 3. Yeah, yeah.
I can't get beyond 2. but at least I know about it because I'm conscious.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but what a brave thing to do, because I didn't do it as a mature student.
Yeah,
you know, I was still in my early 20s.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you weren't.
Yeah, no, I was in my early 50s,
and
everybody else was between 18 and mid 20s. So yeah, it was a little bit tricky.
Well, did you find not the judging, but did you find the not necessarily the problem, but it was coming from them, not you. I mean, were you open to everything? And they were like, who is this person?
I think it was coming from me more than them. Some of them didn't particularly want to, you know, hang out. But many were very welcoming. And I think once I got over my own sort of, my own stuff, then I had a blast there. Yeah.
But that's such a hurdle to climb, right?
It was. Yes.
You must be thinking, why would they want to be in a band or writing stuff with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet,
especially as part of the assessment was to form a band with your fellow students.
Did you manage to?
Well, I talked to one of the teachers. I said, look, I just don't know what to do. And he said, well, we've got this, you know, big teaching session. You know, there's about 50 of us there, live performance workshop. Get up on the stage, sing your song, and say that you're looking for people to play with. So I did that, and really I just threw myself at the mercy of the room. And one person put their hand up and said, I'd like to work on that. And then somebody else put their hand up, and somebody else. And from that point on, I allowed myself to be part of it, and
you,
I felt I
you
was
cracked
in.
Cracked the tough crowd. That's a tough crowd. That's so good. So brave, though. I mean, that is called just beyond your comfort zone. I mean, that's just not even close to a comfort zone.
Yes.
But in the meantime, creatively, did it help that during that year and then beyond?
Yeah, it did. It gave me a sense of what the task was beyond writing the songs, you know, the task of arranging them and performing them. And so it kind of set me on a track. And after that, I was hoping to record an EP reasonably soon after that. but busy life.
Yeah.
Took over work, family.
Yeah. I bet COVID was in there somewhere.
Yeah, it was. But actually, even before that, it was. But now the responsibilities have lightened,
and it's now the
time.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, you're on the road. I mean, that is such an achievement. And how different was it from, because you'd been doing live performance, you know, as part of the small festival, but obviously to a home crowd, you know, who knew and loved you. You know, how has that changed? Have you ventured into doing gigs since BIM into a crowd of people who you don't know?
I've done some, yeah. Mostly open mics, yeah. And a couple at the Folklore Rooms. To be honest, I sometimes find it a bit harder with the people that I do know because they know me and so actually find it a bit easier when I don't know the audience.
I totally get that. Would you like to do another song? What have you got lined up?
Yes, please. This song is called Full Circle. It's another one from the EP.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a kind of a homage to Joni Mitchell's song, The Circle Game.
Beautiful.
And it turns out that The Circle Game was actually written in response to another song. So it's kind of part of a chain. So she wrote it in response to Neil Young's song, Sugar Bear Mountain, which he wrote at the age of 19.
Yeah.
Bemoaning the loss of his youth.
Wow.
And so this was so The Circle Game was her song about life and how the years pass. But she wrote it at 23 and the song only goes up to 30. So I thought, what would it be like to have that song but to take in the full lifespan and if the protagonist was a woman? And so this is the result.
And this is Full Circle.
See you. sight. Ride so fast, but when we get to where we're going, we will come full circle back to where we have begun. Now she takes her time to watch the moment spinning. Emptiness and fullness merge to one, and she wonders at the beauty of the dusk light and the dragonflies shimmer in the evening sun. And the wheels of life, they spin round and round, the racing pedals go up and down. We're driven by an urgency inside. Ride so fast, but when we get to where we're going, we will come full circle back to where we have begun. Round full circle back to where we have begun.
Absolutely gorgeous. And actually what I love is the fact that you can hear the shades and references to the Joni song in the background without it being, you know, a pastiche. It's just it is an homage and a nod and a wink, but it's a lovely, you know, response in a way.
Thank you.
Do you know Brandi Carlile? Because she's got a brand new album. There's a lovely song dedicated to Joni on that.
Oh, no, I don't know. I need to look that up then.
And what's interesting about it is I was thinking this really sounds like a Joni song, you know, suddenly, but it's not, clearly not a Joni song. And then the more you listen to it, you go, oh, yes, of course, she's just, you know, it's a beautiful song in honour of Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
But it's sung, you know, pretty well in the style of, and it's even got that sort of, is it a clarinet she uses quite a lot in the background? And
yeah.
It's beautiful, absolutely stunning. Brandi Carlile, it's a great, great track.
I'll look that up.
It's on the latest album, but I can't think, A, what the track is called. I can see Bernie and Ernie up. I'm tapping on the glass. Come on, man! The producers are working their little shock shaft. What it sounds like is you've got the EP out. It's kind of got the bug going.
Mm.
What's now? What's 2026?
I'm being interviewed and playing live on an amazing community radio station.
Hey, whoa, stop right there. I've got a pen and paper. Right, give me some details.
Right now.
Go on.
No, seriously. That's here. That's here.
That was a joke.
That's today. That's today. This is a big highlight for me.
I love it.
I'm also going to be a showcased artist at the Lewis Road Inn on the 8th of April.
So 8th of April, 8th people of April, can come and see you.
People can come and see.
And you'll bring the keyboard and everything?
I think I will. I think I get five tracks, so I think I probably will bring the keyboard and the guitar.
Yeah.
And if I can dig her out, I'll bring Rachel as well.
Dig her out again. I mean, she'll have warmed up by then. Bless. I mean, it's freezing in here, you know, because we have to because of the sound, you know.
For the art, darling.
But, yeah, you know, yeah. it doesn't help, does it? But you are beautifully wrapped in that lovely shawl. So that's 8th of April.
That's 8th of April. And then after that, I will probably rootle around and see if I can find some more gigs. But I'll probably be focusing on arranging quite a lot of songs that I already have for the LP. So just starting to think about recording again.
And do you think you'll get that out in 2026?
Late 26 or maybe early 27. Yeah, I haven't set a timetable yet, but that's the sort of thing I'm thinking
and
of.
Are you writing new stuff or are you reworking old stuff?
I'm
How is it working?
I'm At the moment, I haven't written a song for a few months. So the and I've got about 25 songs, and the first thing I need to do really for the LP is to choose which ones I want to go. So they're a mixture of things that I've written more recently and some that I wrote maybe 10 or 15 years ago. So I need to, that's the first thing I need to do.
Here's a question. You've been writing music and songs for 20 or 30 years, right? Give or take. But always knowing that you were writing them for yourself, in a way. Were you ever thinking, let's do this, let's go? Is it changing the dynamic in any way now?
Of the writing?
Well, because I'm asking you questions about when's the album coming out, the EP, you got this, you got that. You never had that up until a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Going back to Deep Ends that you're jumping off, this is another one, I'm guessing. But do you find it sort of infusing the writing and sort of invigorating you? Or are you sort of go, oh.
I think I will carry on writing for me because that's when it's satisfying. So I don't have any pressures on me to write in a particular way. So I think I will carry on writing for me. But just at the moment, there's a lot of new stuff that I'm learning, and that's the focus. And so I'm not fighting off new songs.
Yeah.
So I kind of imagine that I feel like I need to record and get some of those songs out in the world to make space for new ones to come.
Interesting. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. And obviously when the fun stops, right? I mean, it's the old adage.
Yeah.
If you suddenly realise this is not much fun anymore, then there's literally no reason.
Yeah.
But it's just building on that fun, isn't it? And giving it a voice. I love the thought and the concept of get these songs done so that you release space, you free up space for the new ones. I guess I try to
listen to my creativity.
Yeah.
It's a sort of mysterious thing that isn't prone really to being bossed around. And I think that that's what it's telling me at the moment. It's telling me you need to get these songs out before there's kind of that psychic space, which a new song might come, you know, and I won't turn my back on it. But yeah, that's my feeling at the moment.
Have you always had a go-to place or time, or sort of space that you feel this is my writing hub?
Not really. It used to be after the kids had gone to bed when there was a little. But I go to bed before. They're not always around, and I go to bed early in these days.
We've done this, right?
So I don't actually have a.
But
yeah, I
don't have a. Still,
not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily. I don't have a method. There is no method in this madness. Yeah, it's. I suppose the method is listening and kind of following what feels important.
And does it tend to be that you write at the keyboard, or do you tend to write with a guitar?
I used to write with the guitar.
Yeah.
And now I mostly write with the keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The two names that I remember from your list were Joni and Michelle Schott, who are both kind of guitar Joni's got a lot of piano tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
But who else was in that list that inspired you?
I'm a big fan of Carole King.
Carole
so she's
King,
obviously
yeah.
piano.
Piano yeah.
And also Suzanne Vega.
Yeah.
She's guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really like her arrangements as well. And Fleetwood, you know, some bands, Fleetwood Mac, Elton John, really, really good songwriters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're holding a guitar now. This says only one thing to me. That we're not going to need the keyboard. So let's get that out of the way. Guitar in hand, what are you going to play for us?
This song is called The Oil Age, and we look back on peoples from the past, and we kind of know them by the archaeological objects that are found and what they're made of. And so we have the Stone Age and we have the Iron Age. And so I was wondering, how might people look back on our time? So this one isn't on the EP, but it's one of the ones I'm thinking of for the LP.
This is an exclusive.
It's what you're trying exclusive. To
tell us. Oh, Joy, thank you so much. Take it away, The Oil Age.
Thank you.
But right here in this place lived the people of the oil age. They could fly in the belly of an iron bird, send a message without saying a word. Theirs was a magic world. They lived in towers as tall as the sky, in cities wider than the eye could see, lit through the night like a thousand fireflies, always wanting more but never asking why, never asking why. They let their wants overtake their needs, and borrowed from a future that had never agreed. So sure of their supremacy, they just refused to see where it all would lead. When the earth said it's time to repay the debt, that hunger came and the children wept. The cities were swept into a mighty sea, leaving nothing but humility. The power of man in which they so believed washed away into the sea. If I could reach across the arc of time, I'd take your precious hand in mine and say I'm sorry we stole from your world this way, leaving you the bill we should have paid. The bill we should have paid. But we let our wants overtake our needs, and borrowed from your time though you'd never agreed. So sure of our supremacy, we just refused to see that what we sowed you'd reap.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my days. That was lovely. The oil age. Lots of lovely people listening. Tom saying she's got a point. Yeah, she does have a point. Yeah. She says lovely sound and tone. Absolutely. And Anna listening in host says lovely voice. Absolutely beautiful. So, you know, we got them. We're out there. We are ready. We're hungry now. We're hungry. Joy, thank you so much for coming in. It's never long enough. It's never long enough. Thank Rachel, too, on BVs. Beautiful having you both there. Just serenading me is stunning. It's lovely.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
It's
been a pleasure.
Joy, and literally a joy. And when the next album comes out, the new album, the first actual album, not EP, please let us know. And if you want to pop back now, you've seen the vastness that is the Reverb Empire. You know, we will definitely let you in if you got through the security gates down the bottom last time. You know, you're in. Joy, thank
Great.
You so much.
Thank you.
One last mention. 8th of April, where are you playing?
Lewis Road Inn. On the 8th of April, 7:30.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And the Small Festival is one website we want you to know. And obviously, joyjefford.com. That is Joy. And Jefford is JEFFORD.com. Joy, thank you so much. It's an absolute joy. Literally a joy.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.